Hey mamas, this is Diamond Vanilla Wiggins again, also known as the Single Mompreneur, and I am super excited because today I have Aurelia here with me, and I am happy to introduce our mompreneurs, also known as our single mompreneurs, our boss moms, boss babes, etc., to the Christian single mom. Excuse me, the Christian single mama. Aurelia, how are you today, love?
I am doing good. It is a beautiful day. I cannot complain.
Absolutely. I would have to agree. It is a beautiful day. It kind of rained a little bit here in Atlanta, but I mean, we kind of need it. We're getting our springtime right now, so I'm not tripping.
I think it was like 95 out here in Texas, so Y'all enjoy that rain.
I know that's right. But look, I'm thinking we burning up over there. I don't know what burning up is, obviously. So I'm excited because we have talked before, and what most may not know is that we actually have gone through this process before. Mm-hmm. However, I had some technical issues, so I wanted to make sure that I brought the boss moms that supported me the first go around back to the loop so that we could have the episodes up for them to listen to before we move forward. I don't want it to be where I am continuing to interview moms, but the ones that showed love from the jump, their episodes went up. So I had to start where I started. And I was so appreciative that you were willing to have it where we could re-record. So I want to first say thank you for taking the time out of your day once again to record with me. And yep. I want to go ahead and jump into everything. So I wanted to talk about the Christian single mama and what that really is. So I mean, you know, like, of course, we could put our mind to it to say what it could be, but what is your background or your story and your journey behind that?
Yeah, so Christian single mama really was birthed out of church hurt. And when I say that, I mean, I got pregnant out of wedlock, so I wasn't married, wasn't even really dating the guy. And but I grew up in the church and stuff like that. And so I knew what I was doing, you know,
right.
And stuff. And so, when I say it was born out of church hurt, when I started showing, you know, when my pregnant belly started showing, I mm-hmm. noticed a lot of stares from, you know, the deaconesses of the church. And I noticed a lot of whispers and people treated me different. And so I stopped going to church. I felt like, you know, if Christian people are so pro-life and we don't want people to have abortions, then how come we don't support single mothers, or how come we don't support teen moms, or how, you know, just, I just, it was just born out of lack of support. Right. And I really had to pray, like, God, help me to forgive these people. They're just human. Right. However, I did, out of that church hurt, I recognized a need. There's a need in the church for single moms like myself to be served and to be supported and to be empowered. And so that's how Christian Single Mama came about. It's my mission to empower single mothers and to give them a space, specifically single moms who love God, to give us a space that's not there in the church.
Absolutely. And I think that's very interesting that you even bring that up, because that's very bold of you. I think that I am in a very, very confrontive type of space, not in a bad way, but in a, hey, let's fix what we can. Let's at least come up with solutions where we can and do what we can. Mm-hmm. If we do believe in bringing things in order for God's work to truly be done, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, at the end of the day, what the Christian churches preach is that we are all sinners. So all of us will fall short in some shape, form, or fashion. However, I do agree with you. I do think that if it is a thing of you not being married and having a man involved, mm-hmm. that there are those looks and people are trying to look down on you, or they're trying to talk mm-hmm. about you, but it's not really your fault that a man decided to go about leaving you and the child behind.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it could be very controversial with our society because there was actually a video out where there were young ladies and they were talking about, like, their baby daddies, basically. And they just made a funny video to catch people's attention.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the video, there's a Caucasian man that screams, "Keep your legs closed." And it's like, well, you don't know people's situations. You don't know how they got in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about keeping your legs closed. Because at the end of the day, as you know, mm-hmm. Aurelia, I actually have interviewed another woman that has been married.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband stepped out on her in their marriage. Mm-hmm. And made a whole nother child. Mm-hmm. And left her and her daughter behind for her to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about keeping our legs closed. It's really about character. It's about us caring about one another and actually focusing on those morals and those things that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Even if a relationship does not work out, of course we should have it where our children are still being taken care of and loved on by both parents, point blank, period.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's not the man's will or wish to keep the child. If you were man enough to put that seed in that woman, you have to deal with what has come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank, period. So I think it is very interesting that you're saying that, because I've witnessed it myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of moms that can speak to that. And I know the last time that we spoke, we actually were talking about the fact that I was actually looking to go to the church that I joined and talk to them about starting something in regards to, like, there being some type of babysitting or daycare type of thing for mm-hmm. single moms, because we do sometimes just need some self-care and self-love time. That is so needed. And I think I'm experiencing that a little more these days, where I need a little more self-care and self-love time, because mm-hmm. I'm running around like a crazy woman just trying to make sure that I can provide for my little one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting, and I mean, when we first talked about your foundation and your platform, I fell in love with the fact that you are the entrepreneur, the founder and the owner of the Christian Single Mama, and that you have so many things that you are working on and that you have worked on for the single moms that are wanting to serve God as well and have that space, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I actually want to ask you is there anything that you would love to tell these other moms about in regards to some of the seeds that you have planted and seeing fruit grown from?
Yeah, actually, I just, earlier this year, back in January, I released a devotional. It's called Who Am I? It's a 5-day devotional on how God sees the Christian single mother. And basically, it's just about our identity, right? I feel like if you know who you are, everything else will fall into place after I think a lot of times as women, just in general, we struggle with who we are. We struggle with that person in the mirror. And so in the book, I talk about some truths that are just Bible-based. Who am I?
Absolutely.
I I'm a child of God. And that alone means a whole bunch. And so in this book, I go over that. And really, I wrote it for myself. I think I was in a season of where I was kind of unsure about who I was. I kept getting compliments from people and stuff like that about how good of a person and mom I was, but I didn't believe it until I really had to do some, like you were saying, some self-care. But my self-care started with me first loving myself. And in order to love myself, I had to know who I am. And so I started there. I wrote the book really for myself. And again, Christian Single Mama also was born because I needed it. I figured, well, if I need this, somebody else is going to need it. And the same thing happened with my book. I figured, well, I need this. Somebody else might need this. So I went ahead, put that out there. It's now on sale. It's on Amazon. $5.99 paperback, $2.99 ebook. But I'm also working on another devotional again, I wrote it for myself. I was going through a really tough time where I needed some encouragement, just to share a personal testimony for maybe the last 5 or 6 years. I've been dealing with depression. And a lot of that comes from not lack of support, but again, just this inner war, maybe. And so the book is titled Be Encouraged, Oh My Soul. And it's just encouragement for myself. And I know that just this book will encourage other single moms just about finances, relationships, taking care of yourself, your walk with God and things like that are what I address. And that will be released in October.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm real big like on not just creating a space for single moms, but also creating resources and material and literature for single moms, especially those who love the Lord. And so again, I haven't really found too much out there that is substantial, and so I felt like this is a niche that I need to get into and work at. And so I've been doing that, and it's exciting. I can't wait.
No, and I am excited for you. I hope that there is something that transpires either in our realm or in your realm for there to be some type of PR and marketing that's taking place for that as well, because it is a huge need. And
yeah.
I think it's very interesting because, again, our society is not really making it a thing to take care of our mothers. And mind you, none of us would be here without mothers.
Right.
However, we are the number one leading group of individuals in America, regardless of race, regardless of financial status, regardless of political beliefs, regardless of anything that we allow to separate us or bring us together. We, as single mothers, are the number one group of individuals in the world.
Yep.
And I thought that was very interesting when actually looking up some statistics when I was looking at my single mom stuff, you know, and it's just like, wow, you don't know that there's so many other moms going through exactly what you're going through until you're going through it.
Right.
And I think the most unfortunate piece is that nothing is being addressed to say, hey, well, we have to look out for each other. Hey, we have to look out for ourselves. Hey, let's get in these schools and make sure that these young ladies understand who they are and how their body works and what they're built. And that just because they're tingling doesn't mean they need somebody to be touching them. That's a different, it's a different stimulation that you don't even understand yet, because you don't even understand yourself or your body or energy or anything else for that matter, you know? So I think it's crazy. And I love that you are continuing to work on making sure that there are things in place for us moms, because it's necessary. And for the simple fact that, you know, like you mentioned, women do struggle with multiple things in this world just because of all the things that we have in our face to let us know that men think they want things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what we understand as women is that majority of these men have a woman, even if they are, I have a lot of bisexual and homosexual male friends, and they tell me their love for women is like no one will understand. It's just that they decided to go the opposite way. So even when there is someone, a gentleman or a female that has decided not to be what we would say is right or wrong, right? What you see is that all of us know that the mother has a very influential and important role in our lives. However, we're not being taken care of.
Right.
So it takes courage to sit there and say, first of all, hey, I gotta address that for myself, because I understand what's going on in me and I can identify what's happening. So let me take care of myself. Let me love on myself. Let me figure this out. Let me figure out how to put it into words and then share it for other women and other moms to take on and be able to do the same thing. I love that. I absolutely love that. And I appreciate that. And I definitely know that. So what I'll do is I'll make sure that I put pictures up, because I'm starting to post more things of the mom's work and the different events and all of that is out here for us. So I will definitely be posting up the picture, and please, please, please keep me in the know. And like I said, we can definitely talk about that afterwards. But if you are looking for like some PR services or anything, please let me know.
Absolutely.
I would love to help you with that. Like, we need, when I tell you, I search the web on a regular basis, girl. Like, okay, what's going on? Because I know everybody knows. So why is it not being addressed yet? You know, but it takes people like you. It takes people like me and all these other boss moms that I see out here saying, hey, but just because this is my journey doesn't mean it's going to cripple me. It's not. And it doesn't, it's not, don't take those stereotypes that you know of and try to put them on you. Don't do that, because there's more to me and there's more to us moms, regardless of you all not caring to know that. So I absolutely will forever applaud you for what you have done and what you are doing, because it makes a difference, and we have to do the work to be able to see God's will come into fruit. I applaud you, Mama. I definitely applaud you. And I wanted to ask, because, you know, that takes some courage to even desire to tap into that realm, right? That you can go into a very dark place in depression, right? You can go into a very dark place when sitting there and figuring things out about yourself and challenging yourself to get past certain barriers or boundaries or borders that may be internal, right? So with you having that courage, what would you say are three words that best describe you and your personality and your spirit?
I'd say I'm a giver. Anybody that meets me, man, if I have it and you want it, it's yours. Like, I'm always like, first, I guess it started when I was younger, just with, I like to shop. Let me just say that. I love to shop, but I got a little bitty closet, so not all my stuff will fit in there. So yeah. I just feel like, okay, I make room. I might clean out my closet every quarter and give stuff away. I'm giving it away to friends or to places where I know that they're going to donate it. So I just like to give. And actually, about a year ago, I had a pastor, and it was real, like, I don't want to say strange. I think it was God just speaking through him. But this was the first time I ever met this man. I went to some church event, and I answered a question, and he said, ooh, he said, you know, he called me out about giving. Like I said, I didn't even know this man from a can of paint. He said, I can tell you're a giver. And he goes, God is getting ready to give you more to give. And I've been eating on that for a whole year. And then some. I'm just like, okay, Lord, yeah, that's true. I'm a giver. I'm a giver. You know, anybody, like I said, anybody that knows me knows that I will give it. I will give my 110%. But also, I'm faithful. And by that, I mean, I'm a person of faith. So full of faith.
Absolutely.
Everything that I've been doing, Christian Single Mama, started back 4 years ago. I didn't think that it would be where it's at now today. I didn't know that I would keep going, that people would be asking me to do interviews. And so I just find it so fascinating. Like, little old me, little old Aurelia, you want to talk to me? Put me on a podcast.
Girl,
I'm just like,
listen, you can say little you, but God has something in you, so you gotta walk in there.
And so that's right. So I just been moving in faith, and you know, I truly believe that faith works hard. And so I work hard at, not only at my 9 to 5, but as soon as I get home. Just before I talk to you, I exercised for 20 minutes, made a quick dinner for my child. She's sitting down watching TV. I mean, I'm making sure I'm taking care of business, right? Because I just know that I haven't given myself any other options but to win and to be successful, because I have a child who's watching me, and I don't want her to ever give up or to ever sell herself short. And I want her also to know that as long as you move forward and work hard in faith and be faithful, there's nothing that can stop you. You might, you know, I don't believe in losses. I always say losses are lessons. Whatever you lose or whatever you fell at, turn that into something good and
come on
and learn from it.
Come on.
I also like to think I'm kind of funny whenever I'm with a group of girls or with, you know, my friends or strangers or whatever. I like to just laugh and crack jokes. Life is too short to be so uptight and serious. And so sometimes, you know, some people might like it, some might not, but I like to have a good time.
You have to. I mean, like you said, it's a blink of an eye, you know, and we don't really understand that until it's our time, you know, and a lot of us don't understand that. We don't know when our time is, so you have to enjoy it, you know, and you can have those things that you're passionate about and that you care about, but you also have to be okay with saying, you know what, there's certain things I'm just not going to give my energy to.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. So I definitely agree with you, and I definitely can see you being a giver, faithful, and I see all of that. I can see that you love to have a good time, you know. And I can see that with all that you're giving and the time that you're dedicating to your platform, to yourself, to your daughter, to these other moms, that you are so faithful and such a giver, because you have to be faithful to even take on a walk like this, first of all. You can't be someone that's not going to understand that, okay, God has places for you to go, and God has people for you to meet and touch and love on and care for, and not be faithful. You can't be selfish and not want to give to do those things, because it's not an easy task. And a lot of the time, when you get into something as deeply rooted as being a single mom is, you start to deal with so many other things that you didn't think you would. You know, and it's crazy. Like, when I say I love it, because I literally have been desiring for women to understand, like, you can have a support system, you know? And it was crazy because the young lady, Ebony, that we interviewed with last time, she was going to re-record with me earlier today. But her baby is teething very badly. And she was like, I don't know what to do, you know, and we're talking through it. And I felt so bad because it was like, God, like, I wish you would have told me. I would have said, hey, let's put this on hold. Let me know, you know, if you were able to find anything that has worked. And we kind of were just going back and forth in regards of what I could give and what I could share in regards to what I know she could utilize for her baby, you know. So it's small things like that, but they make a hell of a difference to somebody other than me. You know, she's literally like trying to figure it out, and her baby, of course, isn't worried about mommy trying to figure it out. She's worried about those gums killing her and trying to figure out how to make it stop. She just wants mommy to make it stop. So, you know, it's just interesting because you have to be faithful, like I said, and I think that you will continue to be rewarded, and I don't think that you should take it slightly that God has planted something in you outside of your little one to birth, you know, and you have everything that you need to be able to do that, or you wouldn't be doing it for 20 years. So I think that's amazing too, and I applaud you on that as well, being that some of us get so discouraged because some people will say, Aurelia, well, I don't believe that God would want me to do something like that. No, not little old me, but you say, hey, me? Oh, okay, of course, let's go. You stepped right up. No, not me. You're like, oh, it's time. I see you, God. Let's work.
Right.
And you keep going for it. So you have to understand it's only going to come even more for you. God has so much that has to be done. And it's crazy because before moving forward, I do want to mention that I actually went to my grandparents' reunion. It's actually deeper than my grandparents. I have family that has lived in Pittsburgh community in Atlanta for years, okay? Like, we had family that cultivated that community after the Civil War. So after slaves were being released and being set free, some of our people went in that neighborhood and were cultivating. And I think it was interesting because we went to the reunion this past weekend, and they had a female preacher, okay? And when I tell you, I just get goosebumps when I see big, powerful places, because it shows me that we know we are finally coming to a place where we understand the work that has to be done, and we're not taking no for it. So for there to be a thing where she gave the word that she gave and she explained it so surely. And everything around me and everything I'm witnessing is only confirming her very words to say that the world will come to an end if we don't do what we're supposed to do. Because there are tornadoes of fires that are transpiring around the United States right now and around the world. It is a serious thing. If we are not going to answer to what our purposes are, we got a lot to look forward to, not in the greatest ways, not in the best ways, not in the ways that we want them to be. So we can keep screaming that we live in our best life, but we better be living our purposeful life.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of work that has to be done. So again, I applaud you for stepping up and doing your part because we need it. And we thank you. I'm speaking on other moms' behalf to say thank you for being okay with sitting there and sacrificing yourself and your time and your name for us Christian moms that are wanting to have someone to understand and to give to, knowing that we have a need and we don't want to be looked at crazy. Because a lot of us, let's be honest about it again, I'm a very realistic person. So I don't mind having those conversations and breaking it down where people can say, hey, well, I'm going to agree or disagree, and we go our separate ways, but we're going to talk through it at least. Mm-hmm. When a lot of these people are getting married, we still have a lot that make babies out of wedlock, okay? And they just throw a ring on it before that baby come into this world. So
yeah.
And turn my nose and stuff all we want. But baby, you know, the same situation or would have been if that brother didn't decide to put a ring on it. So
yeah.
Let's not look down upon people for no reason. I feel like we continue to not work on our spirits and work within our spirits to understand that these things are titles and they don't matter to God. There are certain things that matter, but things like looking down, God ain't gonna sit there and be happy for you being with a man that's sitting here running around and getting multiple women pregnant anyways, and because he married you, it's okay. But you are sitting here looking down on one of the sisters that he got pregnant. That's your man, okay? It's so much stuff that we go through and so many things that we get caught up in for nothing. Mm-hmm. For nothing. They mean nothing to our God. Nothing. And it shouldn't mean anything to us. So I still get so confused on how we are so disconnected from our spirit. So I just had to take the time to say that and again say thank you for doing the work and being willing to be faithful and know all that is coming for you during the work. And moving forward, I do want to ask if you could share a little bit about what the mission is of the Christian Single Moms. I know that you explained a little bit of it, but I do want to share a little more if you have a little more for us.
Yeah, so earlier I was sharing that the mission is to empower single mothers. It's something that I need. Like, I really, right now, other than my mother, I don't have a big support system. God. My support system, actually, let me back up. My support system doesn't all live in Texas. I have family in California, I have family in Florida, I have family, a little bit of family here in Texas. But just that power, I think we just need it back. Just as single mothers, I think we give a lot of our power to men. I think we give a lot of our power to pastors to tell us how to live our life. Hello. I think we give a lot of our power to the government. I think we give a lot of our power to just tradition. We know I meet people that always say, well, I'm doing this because it's always been done this way, or you know, just my mom did this, so I'm gonna do this too, kind of thing. And I'm like, okay, but did you know that you have options? Like, you know, you have other options. You can do things differently.
Right.
And you can have control over your relationships. You can have control over your finances. You can have control over your children. You can have control over yourself. You have options. You don't have to do things the traditional, typical way. Exactly. If you're a single mother, you're already doing things backwards. You had a baby before you got married. So you might as well just, I don't want to say keep doing things backwards, but to do things different. You don't have to go and you don't have to run up debts. You don't have to, have a man move in with you to figure out if he's the right one. You know, you can do things different,
Right.
And that's kind of kind of what I'm getting at with empowering single mothers, just giving them that power back, giving them that control back that we so easily give away to other people that don't really deserve it. And so,
I love that. And I think that, I think that is very important to continue to share that we do have a lot more say-so than we allow ourselves to have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very funny because literally God has a way of working, right? And it's very interesting because, you know, there's so many different things out just on the web, on social media, within the world, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And, you know, especially with what our country faces on a regular basis in regards to women being chopped down by our president, right?
Mm.
We have it where you have sisters of all nationalities and ethnicities that are speaking on the power of women. Mm-hmm. And wanting to come together because they understand that, hey, okay, we do have an issue at our hands if this is okay. You know, we have these movements that are coming about, such as mm-hmm. Me Too, you know, that are mm-hmm. saying, okay, I have allowed my power to be gone and taken mm-hmm. from me for years. And it's time that I regain that. Mm-hmm. It's time that I speak up so that other women can know that it's okay to say no. And it's okay to speak out if something has transpired, you know. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think it's amazing too because we have women like Ariana Grande that have a song that says that God is a woman. You know, like nothing that stands in a woman's way anymore. Literally, the market is for us. No matter if you are a single mom, and single moms will always win just because majority of our society is based off of single mothers. Okay, unfortunately, it is not understood and. For whatever reason, it is not dedicated to as it should be. But our society is definitely more based off of single mothers. So for there to mm-hmm. be a thing where women are stepping up to say, well, yeah, God is a woman. And yes, women are able to do whatever they need to do. We've shown that for years. It's just that we didn't voice it. And we didn't keep mm-hmm. to make it known or to sit there and make it understood that, hey, we deserve our respect and we're going to receive our respect. And now we're speaking up for those things. We're saying, hey, okay, well, I want to go about things differently.
There's
some understanding, you know, and rest in peace to Aretha Franklin, but even with her song, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, come on, where's that respect? Yeah. You know? So it's like, she's been saying it for years, you know?
Right.
But
right.
It has been overlooked. And for you to say that you want women to understand that, that's amazing because it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
So for it to be a mission where you are empowering moms and single women or single moms that need that empowerment. To say, okay, because a lot of people don't know, Aurelia. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do not know, and they're sitting there and they're basing their decisions off of, oh, well, that's what he wants, so I'll go with it, or oh, right. You know, well, I don't know that this is wrong, so why not do it, or whatever, you know, and for it to be a thing where women like yourself, like me, and other women that I'm coming to meet and adore are sitting here and saying, but this is my story. And I'm just going to let you don't have to be like me, but listen, let me at least let you know that you have a choice, okay? You have a choice, you know? I sat there and I can't at all make myself a victim for me having a daughter out of wedlock or being a single mom right now because I knew what I was doing when I got in bed with her father. And I knew what I was doing before I even got in bed. I found out that he had another young lady pregnant when him and I just were talking, okay? Not even dating. Mm-hmm. We had just started talking. And it came up because his father was going to tell me if he didn't. So right then and there, I could have cleared scene and said, okay, you know what? But you ain't, obviously you not on the same level on you because you think it's okay to have one chick pregnant and trying to date the next one. Like, what you really got going on? And everything in me allowed myself to at least talk to him about it. But just talking to him about it wasn't what I should have done. It's not at all. And I can finally say that and address that I could have done something differently. I think that you get to a place, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at it like, and this is just me being very transparent. I was looking at it like, oh, this boy, you know, he ain't nobody, no way. I'm not about to be doing all this with him. He got his head in the clouds. He think he about to get this. And I tried to bring that. But I didn't realize that my spirit and my flesh were battling with each other because my spirit felt to cut it loose. But my flesh was getting used to him being the one. And I was okay with the comfort that was being built upon him staying in my life because I didn't cut that tie when I realized the type of guy he was. So that's just me wanting to give some empowerment to women to say, okay, well, do a fact check, you know? Check that back. How has he been to these other sisters? How does he treat his mother? Because that's going to show you a lot of how he's going to treat you. Point blank, period. And it's that we can sit there and we can look past it, but at the end of the day, you have to at least be conscious of who the person is. You can pray for the person all day long and hope that they change. But accept the person for who they are. And I didn't want to accept him for who he was. I wanted to say, oh, yeah, I'll befriend him. And if he gets the way I want him to be, then I'll go ahead and make him my man. And I'll fix him. I can fix him. Yeah, he'll be my little project. I'll just go ahead and spoof him up. I got this. Let me polish him. I didn't know what I was doing. Who am I to say I can fix somebody? I got to work on myself day in and day out. So how the heck can I sit here and try to fix someone else like I'm God? I'm not. So, again, going back to what you were saying, that empowerment is very real, and your mission is very purposeful and very faithful because there's a lot of us that need it and that don't understand it. And I think that, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I do think that we have to start young these days. I think that going and grabbing those young that are in these schools is very important because social media and the internet and everything else is screaming set. Give. And, you know, it's like, okay, you'll figure everything else out later. But go ahead and give that kitty cat until you figure it out. You know? And that's why I don't want it to continue to be a cycle of young ladies being played because they don't even know they worth and they don't understand themselves and their power yet. So, you know, even with getting into the church, I think that I know we spoke on that before in regards to partnering with some churches. I do hope that that does happen for you because it's needed. And I'm out here working as well, Aurelia, to make sure that we can get into these churches so that it's understood. Like, look, listen, we know what we did, okay? We know where we are in life. But we also know that we're coming to you and we're going to look you in your eye and dare you to say, no, that's not needed here. Because you know it's, you know, so I pray that you continue to work on your mission and your purpose in regards to making sure that these women and these single moms can have what they need in regards to that empowerment. And in regards to, I'm sorry, if you wanted to add something in there, definitely go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just agreeing with everything you're saying, girl. You are on fire. had to say that. You are on fire. I'm loving it, though. I'm just like, she better go ahead. I can't wait to listen to this when it's over.
Girl. You're so silly.
It's contagious, but I love it. I love conversations like this where you can just bounce off of one another and that same fire for single mothers, for women in general, just... I don't even have words for it. It's great.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's like just with what I found out about you last time, you know, it was just like, gosh, she gets it though, man. Like, I love to continue to meet women that break these stereotypes. They gotta stop stereotyping us.
Yeah.
There's so many, like, they constantly are saying, keep your legs closed. She was a slut anyways, or whatever. And then some of us women will take on what we hear a guy say about a female, right? Mm-hmm. And we don't even know that female. And we'll sit there and we'll use those same words or even worse in regards to the woman. We the problem, okay? We got to make sure we line up with each other to say, okay, but he caused this, first of all. So we're going to correct him, and then we're going to go make sure we love on ourselves the way we need to so we ain't got to go through this again. Because there's so many things that are transpiring, regardless of if a woman is in a relationship, married, whatever her status is. compared to being a single mom. There are so many similarities that we just do not tap on. Just because mm-hmm. you got a ring on your finger don't mean you ain't going through what I'm going through. Point blank period. I have met right. a lot of moms that feel like, regardless of them being married, they still take on half of what a woman has to. Right, mind you, those are quotation marks I'm using, okay? What a woman has to, okay? Because they man ain't picking up half of that weight, all right? So,
oh, wow.
For a single mom that's married, but we ain't calling it that because you're married. You know what I'm saying? I'm so at a place where I'm gonna call it for what it is. A spade is a spade. And we gotta deal with it because it's some self-love and some self-care that has to be done, point blank, period. Regardless mm-hmm. of what the title is. So speaking on those things that are needed and some of those things we must do for ourselves to show some self-love and some self-care, I would love to move forward and ask you about some of the things that you have going on in your personal realm and how you're loving on yourself. Because I do know that you are doing a couple of things for your own progression as
well. Yeah. Right now, I'm actually, so everybody's going back to school.
Right.
I have a 4-year-old and she starts pre-K on Thursday.
Congrats.
I'm already like, I told my boss I'll be into work whenever I get to work because right. I'm sure I'm going to be a whole hot mess.
Absolutely.
It's been me and her, you know, that's my partner. So I'm just like super excited for her to start school. But I'm also going back to school to get my master's in marriage and family therapy. I want to be able to have those tools to help single moms. And really, so Monday through Friday, about 8 to 5, my title is CPS liaison.
Okay.
I work with victims of domestic violence and sexual assault and family violence. And so part of my degree is to help those victims of trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And also just to help single moms, I'm finding that it's an overlap. Yes. A lot of my clients, they're single mothers because of the trauma they've endured, because of that power and control that happens in abusive relationships.
Yeah.
And part of my mission for empowering single mothers overlaps with my mission at work, and that's to empower victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. So I'm just like, everything that I'm doing, it has to have a purpose. You were saying something about that earlier, just what's your purpose in life?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a question that we all have to sit and ask ourselves. And then when you find it, get after it. Like, it's nobody else's business, and make sure that everything you're doing lines up with that. And so, yeah, me going back to school, I'm like, I took a break maybe for a year, like I said, how to do some self-love, how to do some reevaluating. I was in a relationship with this young man, mm-hmm. and people say that, you know, relationships, they bring out either the best or the worst in you, or they just bring things out.
Right.
And I was seeing that I needed to heal. A lot of my past traumas were coming up in this relationship, and I was acting a fool, and I was embarrassed, and I had to go back and apologize to this young man because I was like, what the, that's not me.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my god, you know, just create some distance and really get back to myself and put myself in a corner and say, you need a timeout, you need to. So, you know, though I've still been working on Christian Single Mama, I've taken a little bit of a break this summer. So I'm going to get back to that come September.
Okay.
I start school at the end of this month. So that's going to get back to going. I also have another business that I work on called Win Publications. And that has been born out of my desire to write and publish books.
Yes.
I've taken it a step further and said I want to help others write and publish books.
Yes.
And so I'm kind of working on those things. When I was younger, in high school, they had us write, you know, our 5-year plan, our 10-year plan, our 20-year plan. And in my 10-year plan, because at the time, I think I was like 18. So in my 10-year plan, I said I wanted to be married. I wanted to have a child. I wanted to have my master's degree. I wanted to have a support a cause. And then I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom who worked on her businesses and wrote books.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a mom. I have my child. I'm not married. I am writing books, but I just see God's hand on my life. I'm doing things a little out of order. Mm-hmm. I do believe that I will be a stay-at-home mom with businesses before I become a wife, just because
I just
feel that way. So absolutely. I'm just like, you know, I think that that's how it's going to happen. And so I'm just working on that. I don't know, just people call it selfish, arrogant, but it's not. When you love yourself, then you can love other people. If you know, it's almost like pouring from an empty cup. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't give what you don't have. And so I've had to step back and really love myself, like love myself the way that the Bible describes love. I've had to be patient with myself. I've had to be kind to myself, right? I've had to exercise some self-control when it comes to being in the mall and there's a sale on a black pair of shoes that I want because they look good on my feet. So I've had to exercise
self-control.
I've had to, you know, and so I've had to do all those things, and I'm seeing just it pay off, and it's affecting those in my inner circle and those that I'm meeting in an amazing way. And it's just, I've just been like, wow, okay, I wish I would have done this sooner. I wish somebody would have told me. I mean, I'm sure people told me, but you know, it's almost like your mother, like you or your parent, they'll tell you something, but you don't really believe it until you hear it from somebody else.
Right.
And they say it in a better way, almost, right. Kind of. It was like that. I'm sure my mom has told me, you know, love yourself first, love God, put God first. I didn't believe it. I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. But it came from somebody else. It came from another family member. And she called me out on it. She said, you don't really like yourself. And I said, yeah, I do. She said, no, you don't. No, you don't. Because if you did, you wouldn't be chasing after no man, or you wouldn't be acting a fool with no man, or you wouldn't be letting people get your emotions all in array and out of whack. She goes, if you loved yourself, think your life would be different. And I said, okay. And I sat and I thought about it. She broke me down. She really broke me down. I said, okay, all right. And I got it together, and she's still, you know, one of my family members. I won't say her name, but she really did. She really did get me together. And she's also been one of my biggest supporters. My first client that I've had that I'm helping write a book under Wynn Publications. And so her book hopefully will be out also when mine comes out in October.
Nice.
And so, yeah, I'm like, everyone that's around me, I'm like, we all got to win. Y'all ain't got no choice but to rise. And so that's what's happening over here.
I love that. And I love that you understand everything that happens in your world, you know, and it may not be that you understand it right when it happens, but you have some understanding so that you can make the decisions that you need to for yourself, which also then contributes to everyone that comes into your world, you know, because we all have our own bubbles. And it's very vital that when we are letting people in our bubbles, that we know how to work with them or say, okay, hey, I can't work with you because this ain't working, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a very healthy thing, a very healthy perspective, a very healthy action, and a very healthy way of living in regards to making sure that you are doing what you need to for yourself and those that are around you. That's very of you, that's very loving of you, because it is a thing. A lot of us don't realize that causes an array of issues or situations and experiences, because we are battling with some stuff, you know. And I've been one of them same people, girl, where it's like, damn, okay, I gotta something's going on. Sometimes it is a thing where to a place where we have to be by ourselves for our growth, but all the time it can't be a thing where it's a thing or a situation where we're by ourselves because we burned all our bridges. That's not a good thing.
Right.
You know, it's one thing if it's a thing where it's just like, okay, you know, relationships come to an end because the season has ended and things of that nature. You've learned the lesson. You've grown from the experience. And those, you know, sometimes it is that we have to let go of people and situations. But for it to be a thing where it's like, okay, well, I don't burnt everybody around me. And so, you know, because I'm dealing with the stuff I'm dealing with, we don't want it to be that.
Right.
You know, so for you to even be able to say, well, you know, I have to make sure that I do this for myself. And for you to love that man enough to apologize because of what you were going through and because of what you were feeling and what you were experiencing, that's mature. Because a lot of people, they leave the relationship, they like, the heck we did. It didn't work out. What else? That's his life, you know? So for it to be a thing for you to say, well, you know what? I do apologize because only I can apologize for what I've done. Do anything about what I've done. I could only, you know, and it's not to say that he was just 1,000% great.
Right.
You know, I don't know the situation, but, you know, we all fall in our own way. But for it to be a thing where you could say, well, you know what, this is where I messed up and I want to at least take the time to say, I apologize for what I've done and who I've and the ways I've acted. That's amazing. The fact that you are working on all your businesses, girl. She said, it ain't just one. I love that you said that you may end up being a single mom working from home, or excuse me, a mom working from home before you even get married.
Yeah.
I love you because, and then you speak it, claim it. Ain't no maybe, it's I'm going to be a mama.
Yeah, amen.
That's depressed, okay? Because I'm living my best life. And my man gonna come right and he gonna know what's up, and he ain't gonna touch his butt.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, girl, look, we claiming it around here. So, I mean, you putting in all the work, and I love, love, love that you have it where what you're doing for your 9 to 5 or your 8 to 5 or your 8 to 5, however you want to. What you are pouring into and investing into works for you and your platform. I love that. I love that you are going back and you're gathering more essentials to be able to supersede what you already are doing for the moms that you are working. So for it to be a thing where it just aligns for you, that's amazing. You know, and that's that goes back to that faithfulness that you have. That goes back to that purpose that we talked about. That goes back to being a giver, because you're saying, hey, but this ain't about
right.
You know, what I'm really saying is that these women are going through a lot of the same things, and it's because of the trauma they went through. So I'm going to do what I can and make sure that I'm geared up for what I'm about to witness, because I'm already witnessing. Girl, for all you know, your job ain't going to want you to leave. They're gonna be like, wait, but we got a whole department for you. It's yours. What does the salary have to be? Let's talk about it. Because they're going to see the work you're doing.
Yeah.
When your name is everywhere it needs to be, they're going to recognize, like, whoa, but she's making an impact.
Yeah.
She's making a difference. And that's all it takes. Yeah. It takes for us to do the work. And people line up in the ways that they need to.
Yeah.
Even if they say, hey, we can't give you a... We ain't gonna have you inside. We'll contract you, and you say, "Yep." But because you can't have me on your salary, you know you gotta pay me even more, right? You're gonna pay me more, and I'm coming on my own. You know these things, right? You know it's like don't ever close your mind to the possibilities. Whatever you want to birth, birth it first in your spirit, in your heart, and then in your mind, and then go ahead and write it out and let the people around you that can help you know, because there's some women out here that are probably doing similar things to you, and they picked up contracts. Actually, I know that when we were on our first interview, our first podcast and recording, I mentioned that I have done Uber, and with driving Uber, I meet a lot of different women and a lot of different people, you know, and one of the ladies that got in the car with me, she was basically letting us know that she had done an array of work and an excellent job within her work and within her realm, to the point where these people could not turn her down. They needed her. You know, it becomes a thing where companies need you, not just yours, but other companies. Because they'll say, listen, but we got women and they be having to run out because of their children or whatever. It's been an episode that has transpired because something triggered them. you'll see a lot of things just open up to you and your purpose and what you're doing for others because you are being faithful. Mm-hmm. And again, I have to applaud you because you are doing the damn thing. You don't care. And like you said, you're getting at it like it's nobody cares. From taking care of your baby, mm-hmm. to taking care of yourself, to sitting here and taking care of these other people. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't care. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have to be. It has to be a thing of us saying, you know what? But whatever comes with the territory, comes with the territory. I know I'm going to get it done.
Right.
Because that's what it's about. That's what it's about. So I love that. And I love, again, what all you are doing. Mm-hmm. I want to move forward with you. I know that I do ask certain questions in regards to just, you know, the mothers that we may know and all of that. Mm-hmm. So one thing I do want to just go ahead and throw in there is because we did kind of speak and I didn't get to touch on it earlier. You mentioned that a lot of the moms that you... that supports you, they're not in Texas with you. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to let you know that there is the website that all us moms can get on. It's called thesinglemompreneur.club, and that is a way to connect with other moms too. Mm-hmm. So I have been like talking to moms on Instagram like for this past week and a half now. And last week kind of beat me up. I'm not going to lie. I was like, oh, my God, what am I doing to myself? Girl, I was like, wait. I'm crazy, God. I'm crazy for you, God. Tell me.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, it was like, come on. Like, what am I doing? Why am I driving myself so hard? But I already know what time it is, you know? So it was just interesting because, like I said, I've been talking to a lot of moms on Instagram. A lot of things. And they're letting me know about different things. And I've just been excited because some of these moms are in the same situation, Aurelia, where they may be in their state or their city and they don't really have that support team around them. Mm-hmm. So we're wanting it to be a thing where as we continue to find out where mothers are, that we're gathering with one another and we're doing different things with one another, whether it's a picnic at the park or just a day in the park with the kids or whatever, you know, so that us moms can connect when it comes to having that support system. And sometimes that support is really just getting around good energy and soaking it up. You know, sometimes it's really just that simple. But I wanted it to be a thing where we could talk about those things, print them out. So, you know, I have the website and then there's also an app that I'm sending to moms. It's called Band. And any of us that have a business can utilize it. I love that. Mm-hmm. Any of us that have any type of organization or anything that we want other people to be involved in can utilize this app and share the word about what we have going on within the app. So strangers can find out about it. But also those people that are already a part of our platform, network can utilize it. So I love that, and I just want to let you know that just in case it is a thing that you desire to connect with some mothers that may be in Texas. And I'm going to drop something on Instagram that basically says, hey, moms, where are y'all located? Mm-hmm. And, you know, people can sit there. I could tag people that I know are in the same state or whatever. It'll be a little more structured as time goes by, but just trying to make sure that y'all know that it is a thing where there are, of course, other single moms around us and that we can gather with and fellowship with and make sure that our babies have those friends that they can connect with, too. Mm-hmm. So just want to throw that in there. Mm-hmm. And wanted to make sure that I go forward to our next thing. And, you know, what is very big to me is understanding people's decision making in their life, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm just wanting to see with what you have gone through and what you experienced as a single mom and on this single mompreneur journey or as this Christian single mama, would you change anything about your journey?
Some days I would love to have a dark chocolate man in my bed sometimes. I would be okay being that single married mother. I'd be okay with complaining about somebody taking out the trash or not cutting the grass right or not putting the toilet seat down. Sometimes I wish that the single part wasn't really a part of all of this, but honestly, no, like I think that I'm where I'm supposed to be. It's so weird. Like today on my ride home, sometimes I listen to music, sometimes I don't. Recently, just something kind of funny. Recently, my child's favorite song has been Migos' "Walk It Like I Talk It," and she makes me listen to this dang song every day, morning, and when I pick her up from daycare, we listen to "Walk It Like I Talk It," and it's kind of been a reminder, like, you right. better be walking that life that you're talking about on Instagram and on your website and all of that stuff. You better be doing that. But dang, what was I gonna say? Oh, just life is so interesting. I was sitting in the car. We had got done listening to her song, and so it was. I was just like, okay, we're just gonna let it be quiet for a little bit. And I started thinking about all of my debts that I owe, and my financial situation is not the greatest. But I have on my wall, I have a vision board. And on my vision board, it shows, I've put pictures up of everything that I want to accomplish, at least in the next 2 years. And one of the things that I put up there is a 700 credit score. That's something that I think is doable and that I can attain. I'm not close to it. I can admit that I'm not close to it yet. But I just see...
You're going to get there.
I'm going to get there. And that's the truth. I'm going to get there. I just see God's hand just... It, I don't know how to explain it, but it was making sense in my head. Like, you're gonna get there. You're gonna get there. You just have to wait a little while longer, but you're gonna get there. And just again, just being faithful. Just again, being reminded of that. Walk it like I talk it. Like,
absolutely.
Keep walking it out. Keep putting in that work. That same power that you want other single moms to have, you got to work in it yourself.
Absolutely.
And you know, I always tell like other women, like, hey, you got to be an example for your child. Like, you know, people, we say, you know, we can get mad at our parents and stuff like that for not providing what we thought they should have provided, or not giving us more options when we felt like they should have. But I'm like, well, why don't you do that for your child? I mean, you know, if you have a child, you do that for your child. Hello. You first be who you want them to be. So if you want them to be a millionaire, how about you work on it first? If you want them to not get divorced or anything like that, how about you work on it first? If you want them to abstain from sex until they're married, how about you work on it first?
Right.
You know, just be that example. And so I've really been trying to be that for my daughter. I'm not going to sit here and say that I do everything perfect, that she doesn't see me slip up sometimes, but she does. But what she will never see me do is give up. She might see me cry. She might see me act a dang fool. She might see me cuss and fall out and stuff like that, but she's always going to see me get back up. And so I just think, like I said, I'm where I'm supposed to be. I feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. If there's ever something else for me to do, trust me, I will notice it. For example, earlier you had mentioned something that I have not started working on yet, but that's getting this Christian single mama. I want to have a group at my church. I want to have it to be like they call them life groups where I go, and so I want a life group for single mothers. I just haven't been able to speak up to the pastor yet. I think that's one of those things that I've been struggling with, that confidence piece, and just I know it will happen. I know it will. Just I feel like God has me starting again, not at the top, kind of at the bottom. And just recently I started working in the church with the children. Nice. And I'm working with children my daughter's age, so my daughter's 4. So I'm working with 3, 4, and 5-year-olds. And girl, kids are funny. And they will tell you the honest truth. They will tell you the honest truth about anything. They will tell you all their business that they got going on in the house. I mean, I'm just like, whoa, okay. And the pastor said something interesting one Sunday. He said, if you can teach children, you can teach anybody. And so I said, okay, I think this is just God just kind of putting me through the test. If I can work with these little kids, if I could teach them the Bible and get them to understand, you know, why we need God, then I can definitely do that with adults. And so I think I'm just having to go step by step until I can be able to have that conversation with my pastor about, hey, can we get this in the church? Because one, I'm not the only single mother that goes here. And two, it's needed. And three, I know you're trying to get people to come to your church, and this would be a good way.
Exactly.
And so
it's crazy though. Yeah. Like it's like when I tell you, I'm like, okay, so pastors are looking to figure out how to bring more money and more people into the church, right? Touch on real life situations.
Yes.
That's how you do it. You deal with what we are going through as humans. Don't just talk to me from the Bible. Talk to me about real life situations. Right. We can literally take a person out of the church every Sunday and say, hey, what you going through? What are you battling with? What do you need prayer over? And that can create a whole sermon for that Sunday. If not for that whole month.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, it's not hard. We complicate things to a whole nother degree. It's way more simple than what we make it, you know? And it's like, I just feel like at some point, the definition of church needs to change. Because what we see in the Bible is that Jesus was taking church with him. So for it to be a thing where he's preaching the gospel, and he didn't mind what people thought of him, and he didn't care knowing everything that was going to happen before it happened. He kept doing what he needed to do. You know, it's like, it's just like, why can't it be that simple for us? Like, it's okay. It's going to be okay regardless. Mm-hmm. So why not allow ourselves to do what we know is right? Like, why is that complicated? Why is it? And when I say right, I'm not saying, oh, okay, well, right by definition of right, but literally, why not make it simple on our minds and our hearts and our souls and our spirits so that we can deal with our day-to-day more easily than what we do? We have enough stuff that is telling us, hey, oh yeah, well, you know, pretend to be a, you know, fake the funk or whatever. Like, when will we get real? If anything, the church has to be that place, you would think, right?
Yeah.
But things as though, and I hate this, I hate to say this like this because I don't mean to offend anybody. However, it seems as though we are crippling ourselves as humans to not deal with our flesh more because we are scared to let it be known who we really are. We would rather put a mask on when we go to church than to deal with what we need to deal with.
Yeah.
And I actually have a pastor in my life who is unfortunately battling with divorce right now because he has gone outside of his marriage and got a young lady pregnant.
Oh, wow.
A much younger lady pregnant, okay? So he has a single mom, and hopefully she'll be a preneur or a Christian single mama or something a status that can equate to being a woman of standard and having some type of justice for herself regardless of what she has allowed herself to get into, right? It's like, so now are we going to talk about it? You know,
right.
Can we talk about it now? Like, I think this is the perfect time.
Right.
You know, like, let's go ahead and throw it in there. But like, come on, I think God's like, we didn't know what. Let's go. It's just what does it take, man? I mean, it really took for you to knock somebody else up for us to get it going. Like, what is it going to take? You know, it's not difficult. We just got to stop making it so difficult. And it, you have everything that you need. You have everything that you need. But I definitely am another individual that understands strategy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I definitely understand and respect all of your strategy.
Mm.
You know, all that you have going and the way that you're working it. Because it does take some time to, one, build up that courage to say, you know what, but I know what I'm doing. And I'm going to deliver this to you that I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also going to see the people that I've impacted thus far.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to be able to tell me that because these children know me and they love me and they respect me regardless of who I am and what I go through. So there will not be not one man, not even you, pastor, to get in my way of the impact that I have. It's real, girl. It's real. When I tell you, I love the energy and the purpose that you walk within. I again applaud you and I respect everything that you have going on. I appreciate it. I really do.
Thank you.
And I wanna have it where we go ahead and we conclude our podcast to talk about a couple of things or three things that you would allow yourself to give to the moms in regards to business tips. What are three business tips that you would give to whether it's the Christian single mama or single mom, or it's the boss mom, single boss mom, whatever?
Yeah, I'd say to all of the mamas, Nim, listening, exactly. Everybody, if you want to start a business, get started. Like, the time will never be right. Like, it'll never be right. You know what I mean? Just go ahead and get started. Chris, like I said, Christian Single Mama got started 4 years ago. I think I just had my child, and I just, again, out of church hurt and out of feeling like I didn't belong in church, I just created this, and if the time wasn't right, I should have been looking for a job. If you ask my parents tell, I should have been looking for a man, because they think that I need a man to take care of me. But let me tell it, I've been doing okay without one. So just get started. The time's never going to be right. One. Number two, the biggest excuse that I hear, and even from my coworkers when I share with them what I'm doing or what I'm getting ready to do after work, they say, how do you have all the time? I don't have time to do all that. I don't, like, they'll go through their day and I'm like, well, if you would get off of Facebook for a little bit, if you would put down your phone for a little bit, get off of Instagram for a little bit, if you would turn off your TV for a little bit, you actually have a lot of time. You have a lot of time that you're just maybe, I don't want to say wasting, but you're utilizing to do other things. So if you just refocus your time and your energy onto your business, you will find out that you have a lot of time, actually. And it's just been, even if you're working on it a little by little, each day I'm working on something. Today I've worked on how can I get local, more so with WIN Publications than Christian Single Mama. Mm-hmm. I want to get local and help businesses or people that want to write books that are my neighbors. I want to work with that first. So I was working on that earlier today. And people are like, wow, how do you have time? Because I've made time. I work on my businesses at work in my downtime. I've learned how to shut my mouth and not gossip with my coworkers. During my lunch, I have a whole hour. I utilize that. In my mornings, I get up a little bit earlier and I go to bed a little bit later. But because I'm doing all of that, I make sure that I'm taking care of myself also. So two, you do have time, make the time. And then lastly, I'd say utilize your local small business association. Especially if you're really serious about making some money off of your hobbies or something that you've taught yourself, utilize your small business association. Right now, I have my the local small business association out here working their butts off. I gave them two business plans that I need them to help me get together so we can get some funding. And so the gentleman that's working with me, I met with him maybe a couple weeks ago, and he's still trying to figure it out because I gave him so much information that he's trying to help me organize it. And so they have been a blessing. And also, if you utilize them, you don't realize how many opportunities could come from that, how many customers or clients or just lives in general you could meet just by utilizing them. It was so interesting. The gentleman that's helping me with my business plans, he actually offered me a gig and he said, well, do you want to come in and teach an hour class on WordPress, on putting together websites? And from that, I'm sure people will be willing to pay you upward of $1,000 to put their website together for them. And I said, hallelujah, yes, God, I will take that.
Exactly.
Yes, I'll take the opportunity. So utilize your local small business association. There's a website, I do not know it offhand, but get on that website, find your local small business association and get to working. There's no time to waste anymore. It's 2018. Let's get to work. Sierra said level up. So that's what we're going to do.
Right.
That's what we're going to do. Right.
Look, and at one point in time, she was a single mom.
Yes. So, now look at her.
Dude, in a Christian single mom. Yes. So, you know, it's like, you ain't lying. It's serious. And we see that beautiful relationship that she's in and her prosperity that has come upon her life. And, you know, I won't say after rededicating her life, but, you know, after making some hard decisions and going through some challenging things that I can only imagine that I hope to one day talk to her about. I actually reached out to her.
Oh, wow.
Once she had her baby with Future. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just reached out and was like, you know, I would love to hear more of your story because she didn't really talk about it.
Yeah.
You know? it's like, man, like, you know, she looks so happy in those pictures.
Yeah.
And to be so devastated, she really thought he was going to be her husband, yeah. you know, and it didn't work out like that. So I just wanted to know, like, how did she even get through it? Because a lot of us may experience that where it's like, man, but I love this guy. And I know mm-hmm. he didn't go good. But, you know, I got a baby with him now. So I dang sure don't want it to end now. Mm-hmm. So now what? You know? Mm-hmm. And for the simple fact that she is an entrepreneur grinding from the bottom to where she is mm-hmm. now. It's just like, I only wonder, like, well, damn, what happened? How did it happen? Mm-hmm. And, you know, how did she make the best of that situation? So for you to call her name, I think that's very, that's very time sensitive. I think everything is divine. Mm-hmm. You know, I think everything is divine, and I think that you are absolutely right. It is time to level up. If you have not, you better get with yes. it. Stop playing yourself with everybody around you because you are needed, and your purpose is as serious as the rest of us.
Yes.
So do not sleep on what God is trying to get you to do and what God is continuing to show you. Get to work. Get to work. Get to work. Get to work. And the Christian single mama, you are continuing to work. So you stay at it. You stay prayed up. You understand that your vision is real and that we all here and in the world are applauding you and cheering you on and supporting you in the ways that we need to and that we can. So I will definitely be putting pictures up of your book. I will be putting the picture up of you and what else I can in regards to the information for you so that we can have you listed in that business directory and also so that your information can be out there when moms are coming to visit the site. I'm super excited because we have an event this Saturday and we have about 30 moms that have decided that they are coming and bringing some children. Some of them aren't bringing children, mm-hmm. some of them are. But I will definitely have your information on there so that when they are logging in with their profile, they can see your information and they can get listed and all that good stuff too. So I definitely want it to be a thing where you connect the way you can with these moms. So make sure you create a profile and I'm going to send you that information for the app so that you can get logged into the app once we open that up to the other moms because it's serious and we have our own tribe. Like we run the road and we took our power. We have not let go. No, like listen,
right.
We done with y'all.
Right.
We gonna take control. Right. We are. You know, I mean, it's so many grant dollars out here and everything, y'all. We just gotta use our resources right. and we gotta sit there and team together in the ways that we can. Mm-hmm. So just to add to one of those things that you stated, you talked about reaching out to the local businesses. Or the local business association, I mm-hmm. want to say to make sure that you form those partnerships or you at least talk to those other people around that are doing great things too.
Mm-hmm.
Because we see them every day when we get on Instagram mm-hmm. or on Facebook or whatever, you know? So we know that there's other bosses out here moving. We just got to team up and do what we need to do because it's about the impact and the purpose. Right. It ain't about us. So we got to take our ego out of it. Mm-hmm. Don't worry mm-hmm. about you getting what you're supposed to get. God is going to bless you in the ways that you're supposed to be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And if it ain't for you, God is going to make sure that it's blocked. So keep yourself prayed up. Continue loving on those that you know need it. Supporting those that you know need it. And I appreciate you again for joining us. Please, 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 before we go, please let the moms know and whomever else decides to get on and listen, know your social media and whatever other contact information you would like them to have for you.
Yeah, you can check me out on Instagram at Christian Single Mama. That's MAMA. Check me out on my website, ChristianSingleMama.com. I also have a Facebook group for Christian Single Mamas. Look it up by Christian Single Mama and you'll be able to find it. Also, if you're interested in writing a book and you just need some guidance, I do offer that service as well. Hit me up at Win Publications. It's WINN and then Publications with an S at the end. And check that out as well. Here in about a month or so, I'm going to be offering a special discount for single moms who are interested in publishing a book. So I will be letting Diamond know about that, like I said, in a month or so. That way she can get y'all the details as well. But other than that, that's all I have. Thank you so much for having me. I feel so special. You've done some things today for my self-esteem. So I'm so glad that we did this.
I am definitely going to be posting up something on Instagram in a minute just to let moms again know that we are doing our best with, you know.
Yeah.
And it's, we are constantly different things we go through. They may look different, but we are doing what we can, how we can, with what we have. So you keep pushing and do not question your abilities or what you're doing, because you're doing an amazing, amazing job. Thank you. And I'm super excited. I know one of the knows that you had a whole week dedicated to the Christian single mom, the Christian single mama, a Christian single mama.
Mm-hmm.
So that was been amazing. And I didn't know what I was doing, so I should have reached out a little differently to say, yo, what am I supposed to do? Because I was confused on what I needed to do. But I have no problem with dedicating and giving in the ways that I need to still, because you still have the platform. So it's always a way to still give. But I definitely want it to be a thing where we go ahead and we make the partnership how we need to have it, where you can put your stuff on. I mean, you have access to the website. So whomever's logging on that website, y'all can plug y'all information in so that we can keep it rolling. And it can be a thing where when you have that profile, you can update and make as many updates as you need to. You can write stuff in the form, and you can write on the blog, etc. You know, so even when you do drop that book, let's go ahead and get a blog on there. We can do a vlog or a vlog, as some people like to say, a video, whatever, however you want to word it. And go ahead and continue to push the energy and the support out there in the ways that we need to, so that we can have what all of this is about, which is coming together and supporting each other, loving each other,
caring,
what we have to as a tribe. So I do want you to know that it's there. We can just talk about that more offline. But I appreciate it. I know you got your little one over there. And I got Miss Nyla that has spoken about it. Thank you again for joining. Thank you, Miss Little Lady.
She said thank you to you, Gia. Now you want to come in here bugging me. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, I will be in touch with you.
Absolutely.
And like I've been telling those that I work with, hey, you take care of me and I will take care of you. You post me up, I'll post you up too. And we're going to keep it rolling like that. So absolutely. Okay, Gia, hang on.
Good night. And I appreciate you for logging on with me at the Single Mompreneur podcast. We appreciate you for the re-recording, and we love everything you have going on.
Absolutely. You have a good night.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.